Okay, so that was LA. Let's give a little like teasers, initial thoughts about the shows that we're about to recap next week.
Let's do it.
Quick little dive. Mm-hmm. So first up next week is Selling Sunset.
Oh my God. I mean, Netflix favorite since season one, episode one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Ugh,
I love
so
it.
So good.
I love it. This season wasn't my favorite.
What?
I wanted way more of Christine's wedding.
Oh,
I'm pissed.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching the season for that wedding because they teased it at the end of season two. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. We're about to get a whole. Every episode, we're going to get a little bit more of the wedding planning. Yeah. I just love a good wedding show. Mm-hmm. And we didn't get a lot of her wedding at all, which was very disappointing.
Yeah. I would like to see specifically more about her dress and how they made that dress black.
Yes.
What happened with that. Yeah.
Yes. Both dresses.
Both. Yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't get enough of Christine wedding planning for me.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I absolutely love this season. We'll get into it, but I do like Chrishell, and I think I'm in the minority. A lot of people who I've spoken to hate Chrishell.
Hate Chrishell?
Hater.
I like Chrishell.
I know. Me too. Yeah, I don't know.
What? So are they on team Davina and Christine?
Nobody's on team Davina. Let's not get crazy here. No one's on team Davina. But Christine, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But I really liked it because it got a little bit deeper and more emotional with Chrishell's divorce.
Yeah.
And just dove a little bit more into their personal lives, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And those twins still weird me out, man. They still
who
the twins?
Oh, I forget. This is like their whole real estate. This is their show, and I like forget about them.
Like who?
God, yes. Thing one and thing two.
No, no.
so tiny.
And more into Amanza's life too.
Amanza, yes.
You know, with her kids and stuff. Yeah. It tugged on my heartstrings a little bit this season, and I'm a sensitive one, so I cry at anything, but. Yeah, but that I liked it, though. I liked it.
Okay. Yeah. Excited to chat about it next week. Okay. Week after next, Real Housewives of New York.
Ooh, I mean, a great season.
This is a fantastic season. This is a fantastic season.
Yeah.
First of all, they are all flaming alcoholics.
Oh, my God. They all have to seek help.
All of them. It's actually insane that we're watching this.
Yes, it is really bad. I don't know of any other ones that drink like this, any other season. But no. I don't watch OC and I don't watch Dallas. Maybe they do on those. I could see OC drinking like this.
OC is not like this. And OC is, they've become more like Christian in a way.
Oh, Christ.
I haven't watched the most recent season.
But that's right. Yeah.
That's become like an element. So they're not turning up like this, I don't think.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sonia, Dorinda, and Leah can drink. Anybody under that, they all need to go get help.
And Leah has gotten help. I feel like Leah is just, at the beginning of the season, she was really out of herself. Like, she was really out of her element. She was freaking out, and she was drinking too much. By the end of the season, she calmed down a little bit more.
A little bit more, yeah.
But yeah, man, it was wild. It was a wild time.
I think Leah is an amazing addition.
Yes.
I'll say that. We're definitely both Team Leah.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was unsure because I really miss Bethany. We're both Team Bethany as well.
Yeah,
love Bethany. But Leah, she fits right in. She's she's great. You think she'd been there for the last couple seasons. And this is only her first season.
Yeah, she's great. And I think she's making some moves. We all know Dorinda has left the cast, RIP. Which is terrible, but I think if they usher out Ramona and they usher in some new girls, maybe some new black girls, like specifically looking for rich white men, we got a season. We got a season.
You trying to turn Real House of New York into a whole different show?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I'm absolutely trying to turn it into a whole different show. Yeah.
You know who I would love? Hannah Bronfman. What's her name?
I just said that to someone. I think to James.
Yeah.
I just said that. I would love to see Hannah Bronfman.
Her. She would be great.
She would be amazing.
She would fit right in with this little crew.
She would. And she's just having her baby and she's all wellness and joy and all this and that and the third. By next year, they could get her.
They can get her. Who else? You said somebody else in LA. Another black girl.
Another black girl?
Yeah. New York like socialite type.
You know who could? Our friend of the show, Naked Beauty Podcast.
Yes. Brooke you said her. Yeah.
She could easily do it. She's also pregnant. She's about to give birth any day now. She would be amazing. If you all have not seen her Into the Gloss House
tour. Yeah. It's amazing.
And she got a house in the Sag Harbor too?
She did one on that house too?
No. She hasn't done one on that. But it's just on her Instagram stories and stuff. But she would be excellent.
Yeah,
on
I think so.
Yeah,
I do like this idea. Infuse some women of color, like New York. They're both like New York, like socialites, I would say.
Yes, they both.
Definitely Hannah Bronfman. She's been around forever.
Forever. They both have jobs. Brooke has two jobs. They, but I want to see another single girl to like hang out with Leah a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I would want to see a black girl who's looking for like rich white guys.
Yes.
Specifically. I want to see that girl. I want to go into her house. I want to know what it's decorated. I want to know all that.
All about this girl.
Yeah. All about her. Like a Chrissy Ford. She's a girl in fashion. You know Chrissy Ford?
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Wouldn't she be good? Interesting.
What'd you say?
Wouldn't she be good? Like with Leah, she's like a fashion girl.
She can really vibe. I think also, because they're losing Dorinda.
Ugh.
Ramona's difficult. Sonia could vibe with anyone, I feel like.
Yes. Yeah.
Sonia could vibe with anyone. Leah can vibe with anyone. Luann even can kind of vibe with anybody.
She can try. Yeah.
She could try. So I think, there's some options for sure.
Ugh. I can't wait. I can't wait.
This season's great. Really sad about Dorinda. You guys, Justine woke up one morning in LA. You really sat up in your bed. You're like, oh! Huge gasp. I was like, bitch, what? You were like, Dorinda's leaving Real Housewives. I was like, no. Both like totally alarmed.
In
I
distress.
Felt that in my soul.
Me too.
God.
Me too.
So sad.
Yeah, it's a sad one.
Really sad. What's next? 90 Day Fiancé before the 90
Day. Yes.
This past season was a mess. You haven't watched it yet?
So I haven't watched it yet, but I do listen to a recap podcast of 90 Day Fiancé. So I know most of the characters already. I'm very excited to get to know them even more. This is not the Hawaiian girl who's with that baby man?
No.
Okay.
Baby man. No, not them. The guy from Samoa. No, this is Ed and Rose.
Oh right, Ed and Rose. Of course.
You don't watch the show. Everybody knows. This
everybody
dude at
knows.
This point.
Yeah.
I could watch a show of just the two of them. A mess. Ed and Rose. This is Usman and Lisa. Every season they got an old white lady with a Nigerian.
Yes.
This is the season's one. He's also a Afrobeats star, allegedly, supposedly.
What?
A mess. Darcy. Do you know Darcy?
Mm-mm. Who's Darcy?
She's been on a couple seasons and a couple iterations.
What?
She's been on Before the 90 Days. She's been on The Other Way. She's been on regular 90 Day Fiancé. Darcy's like a staple. She has her own show now on TLC, Darcy and Stacey, because she has a twin.
Yes. Oh, my God.
So Darcy is a whole character in herself. We're watching her and Tom, which is like this guy from the UK that she's been going back and forth with forever.
Yes, I know Darcy.
Yes.
Yes, damn,
Darcy. Her plastic surgery is looking crazy. She looks like Amanda Lepore now.
Yeah.
The way her lips and boobs are just blowing up bigger and bigger each season. It's nuts.
That's sad.
Who else is a highlight from this season? There is... I can't wait to talk about this. David and Lana. There's this old man who has been dating this Russian bot, basically. For the last 8 years.
No, stop.
Has flown to Russia multiple times to meet this girl. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
And let you watch.
All right.
because it's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's Erica and Stephanie, a lesbian couple.
All right.
Who I loved from the beginning, mm-hmm. and then that shit crashed and burned. As you can suspect.
Oh no.
Yolanda and Williams.
Uh oh.
A black lady who is straight up being catfished.
No.
Which, that's not even a spoiler. You'll find out and recognize from, like, moment one.
Oh, no.
Just a whole... This is a good season.
Yeah.
Every couple is just horrendous.
Oh, that's the best kind.
The best kind.
Yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
There's one couple, though, that I might have to rewatch because I would always speed through their sections. They're boring as hell. Jeffrey and Varya, this like white guy who was dating, I think she was Russian, Ukrainian.
Okay.
Something.
Yeah, that's usually a boring story. It's usually more boring than the white lady and the Nigerian man. That's always entertaining.
That's always good.
No matter what kind.
That's always good. That's always a good one.
Always.
Mm-mm-mm. But yeah, that's going to be a fun time recapping that, man.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's it. I'm excited for these next couple weeks.
Me too.
Dive into this. We'll start next week with Selling Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back then. Continue to rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on Twitter, email, Facebook, Instagram, all of those things.
Yep.
And we'll see you next week, guys.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.